Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From another quality Kansas City cat, we begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz. That was guitarist Ron Carlson with the tune Patrice off his 2015 CD called Kind Folk. Ron is a veteran that digs playing jazz standards, but he also plays with a horn-based classic rock band known by the name as Hard at Play, and that's exactly what Ron does. So, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about a very cool moment with his mom and music.
You know, I think the first connection to music was through my mom. I remember just as a young child in the afternoon, she would take a few minutes off in the afternoon to sit down at the piano and play. When she did, I could feel the sense of peace come over her and just fill the room. And that made a big impression upon me.
Over the years, Ron has made his way around the Kansas City circuit, performing at the Blue Room, at the American Jazz Museum, the Folly Theater, college jazz recitals, country clubs, the Lucky Brew Grill restaurant, Chaz on the Plaza, and many other joints. He's always known to perform with many of the Kansas City area big bands as well. His latest disc is getting some good press, and for good reason. And Kind Folk was done in memory of the jazz artist Kenny Wheeler and the great Charlie Hayden. The artwork on the cover is painted by Ron personally, and it was a representation of blending, and this is his music hope.
I have a quote there in the liner notes. Essentially it says, you know, out in nature in the wind and the waves and the sea and the surf, and there's this glorious way that sounds come together, and my musicians hope that when they get together, their music can blend the way things do in nature.
Ron is another testament to a cool and very rich jazz pool in Kansas City these days, and it's great to have him on the show. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of quality musicians like Ken Laverne, Molly Hammer, and Ron Carlson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed to the gills with another hour of quality jazz music. We stay in that Kansas City frame of mind next on the show. Here's Ken Laverne with his OJT, or better known as the Organ Jazz Trio, with Brian Baguette on guitar, Kevin Frazee on the drums, and Ken doing the honors on the keys. We're going to spin the tune Chain Lightning off the 2015 CD New Standards for the Green Lady. But before that, speaking of the Green Lady, I caught the boys live on November 20, 2015, giving patrons on a cold winter night plenty of heat. Take a listen.
Thank you.
That was swing jazz guitarist Freddie Green with the 1956 tune Up in the Blues off his LP, Mr. Rhythm, and that was him. This dude could lay down some sophisticated rhythm guitar in big bands like the Count Basie Orchestra. Right out of Charleston, South Carolina, he began on the banjo and moved into the guitar by his teens. And during this time, his parents died, and he moved to New York to live with his aunt. And it was New York City that opened up a whole new musical world to Freddie. He started to play around the clubs of the city, earning money and a good reputation. And from there, things went pretty well. He made it to the age of 75 and left the world a huge amount of tasty jazz music. From the vintage early days of jazz, here is the Versatile Four with the 1916 tune Down Home Rag, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
Ron Carlson, Kansas City guitarist. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for some great jazz programming.
That was jazz pianist Frank Collette with the tune Sparkles off the 1987 CD Coney Island. So his family loved music, and his grandfather was an accomplished musician who worked the woodwinds, and his father was an operatic tenor. But he became enchanted by the sound of music, listening to his mother play the piano, a lot like Ron at the top of the hour. By the age of 7, he was a child prodigy. He had debuted at Carnegie Hall, the Brooklyn Library, and performed on numerous live radio shows. And as a teenager, he became fascinated with jazz and R&B music. He switched from the piano to play the tenor saxophone and other instruments that included the acoustic bass and the vibes. A big career highlight for him was joining legendary vocalist Sarah Vaughan in 1968. He then moved on to perform with Barbra Streisand, Tom Jones, Louis Armstrong, Sammy Davis Jr., Glenn Campbell, Perry Como, and so many others. As we move our way down that road here on this hour of Neon Jazz, here's Red and the Miff's Stompers, next with the 1927 tune Delirium.
Thank you. Mr. Backen speaking. Please pay attention to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino. Very important for you to check out his stuff and keep on swinging.
That was tenor saxophonist John Hardy in 1947 with the tune Lunatic. So he got his jazz map going as he toured with Don Albert in 1937-38 while he was in college. And after some time in the Army during World War II, he played with Tiny Grimes, and then he recorded as a bandleader for Blue Note during the years of 46 and 48. From there, he was in demand, playing with cats like Earl Bostic, Billy Kyle, Helen Humes, Billy Taylor, and Lucky Millinder. From a cat that knew the flugelhorn and tore it up on the trumpet, Art Farmer, here he is in 1954 with the song Alone Together, next on the program.
Hi, this is Ben Goldberg from Berkeley, California, and presently residing in Brooklyn, New York. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Keep on listening.
That was the Jazz Ensemble, the Manhattan Jazz Quintet, with the 2001 song, I Got Rhythm. Formed way back in 1983, this outfit is made up of David Matthews on the piano, Lou Soloff on the trumpet, Victor Lewis on the drums, Andy Snitzer on the saxophone, and Charnette Moffett on the bass. Due to the group's extremely limited distribution in other countries, they are really only known in the country that consumes and makes their records, Japan, the titan of all jazz fans in the universe. And it's no surprise there. With the 1914 song Castle House Rag, here's Europe Society Orchestra as we begin winding down this hour of neon jazz, baby.
Thank you.
That was Brazilian jazz saxophonist Victor Assis Brazil with the 1979 tune Waltz for Phil off his CD called Quinteto. Here's the great Tommy Alexander with the 1947 tune Tea Time off his album Tomboy, next on Neon Jazz. Again, that was Tommy Alexander giving you that tea time. And last, but certainly not least, here's the master of the vibes, Milt Jackson and his quartet back in 1982, performing at Ronnie Scott's Club in London, doing an album in honor of the master, Thelonious Monk, who had passed away 2 months earlier. Here's his take on Round Midnight as his homage and tune to the master. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who comes alive around midnight with dream after dream of flying, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey, on the radio.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. We'd love to hear what you think out in Radioland. Send us a song suggestion. Talk to us. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.